I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. To my right, it is the sports machine, Sean Levine. Directly in front of us is Rob Brinton. Coming up in 10 minutes, we will be joined by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. One of the top NFL Network insiders will join us coming up in 10 minutes for the latest on one Patrick Mahomes. How are you guys doing today?
I'm cool. You'll get my full attention whenever this fight ends. I got a bunch of money on this UFC main event. I don't know why the hell this fight started at 8 o'clock this morning, but it did. So you'll get good me starting in like 5 minutes.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll be joined by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride will also be on the show coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Let's update you guys on everything you need to know about Patrick Mahomes before Ian Rappaport comes on. Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, said this about Patrick Mahomes, who did practice today for the team.
So he looked good. He's in the protocol, so there's only certain things he can do, and it's a limited basis, but today is a little bit limited practice, so this fit right into what he could do. But he took all the snaps and he feels good. So, I mean, we're just going to follow this protocol as close as we possibly can. So
Andy Reid confirms today that Patrick Mahomes did practice, took all the snaps today in practice, and also felt good. Here's the latest from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. This was his last TV hit before he comes on with us coming up in about 10 minutes.
Patrick Mahomes is in the NFL's concussion protocol, and there's been some debate and discussion publicly. Does he have a concussion? Does he not? It doesn't matter. He is still in the NFL's concussion protocol. My understanding of what's going to happen today is he's going to have a very light practice. Whether that's something that counts as being limited in practice or whether he works to the side and is listed as not participating, that is still to be determined by their injury report. But he's going to do something physical to see if he has symptoms. This is a step in the process. Of course, practice this time of year basically just glorified walkthroughs anyway. It's really about mental reps. He'll be out there for that. The hope is that he will continue to progress through the concussion protocol, pass the steps he needs to pass, and be out there on Sunday. Assuming no setbacks based on the timing, that should be the case. But obviously, every concussion is different, so every day we'll just wait and see how he progresses.
So that is the latest on Patrick Mahomes and his injury status. We'll get more information from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network coming up in about 10 minutes. I will continue to say this. All of the momentum, all the reports, all the information continues to trend in the direction that Patrick Mahomes will be starting for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. I expect, this is my prediction, this is my opinion, I expect on Friday there to be an announcement that Patrick Mahomes has cleared the concussion protocol and all things are a go for him to be the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. That doesn't mean that his turf toe problem eventually heals itself, but I do expect Mahomes to clear the concussion protocol based on every piece of information we have, and I do continue to expect him to be the starter for the Chiefs on Sunday.
Yeah, I do too. We're getting good news, and I think that it'll be probably tomorrow or, like you said, Friday. it's kind of one of those things where if there was an actual chance that he wasn't going to play, you might as well keep Buffalo kind of waiting. But Buffalo's hearing the same stuff that we are, which is everything indicates that Patrick Mahomes is going to be in this football game. So I don't think there's going to be a smoke screen or anything like that where they call him a game time decision and they tell Buffalo at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a couple hours before kickoff, that it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. I think probably tomorrow, like you said, Friday, we get the news that we've been waiting for, which is, fingers crossed, Patrick Mahomes will be playing in the AFC Championship.
So coming up in a little bit, we'll be joined by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. This is not the first time that these two teams have played each other this season. Back all the way in week six, back in October, Kansas City traveled to Buffalo on a short week, and Kansas City won 26-17. Do you think that game means anything for the game we could potentially see on Sunday between these two teams?
Absolutely not. No, not a damn thing. I mean, look at how the game played out. So the Chiefs ran the ball for 200 yards. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 26 carries for 161 yards. I don't see any of that happening. The Chiefs' leading receiver was DeMarcus Robinson, 5 catches for 69 yards. Tyreek Hill only had 20 yards. Trav had 65. And on the flip side of that, C-Dot, Josh Allen had 14 for 27 for 122 yards. So there were a lot of weird things that happened in that game on both sides of the field. You asked me the question yesterday, who do I think's improved more as the season's gone along? My answer was Buffalo, but I think Buffalo had a lot more room for improvement. I think that the game that we're going to see on Sunday night at Arrowhead is going to look completely different, with a completely different scheme and a completely different outcome than the first time. Most of the time when you play a team in the regular season, I don't know if it's an advantage or a disadvantage because both teams have the same film, but at least you kind of know what they're going to do. That is not the case with this football game.
I give the Kansas City Chiefs a lot of credit for how they played the first matchup between these two teams. The weather and the elements certainly weren't in the favor of it being a high-volume passing day. Mahomes only had 26 passing attempts. Josh Allen had 27 pass attempts in the day. That was not the game to go out there and really air it out and throw it 30 or 40 times. But Kansas City showed a commitment to the run that Andy Reid coached team has never shown. The first time these two teams played, it was the highest number of carries that an NFL or that an Andy Reid coach team had ever had. They ran the ball 46 times in the game.
Damn.
You want to talk about dominating the line of scrimmage. You want to talk about controlling the tempo and how physical the game was played. You can't really do it more than 46 carries for 245 yards. I do think Kansas City can run the ball successfully in this game. There's no chance, though, they're running it 46 times in this.
No, of course not. But maybe they did see a little something, and maybe they are going. The problem is, I don't know who's going to do it, because the first time around, Edwards-Helaire, at the time, we thought was probably a top five, top six back. We didn't know what the future was going to hold. Who do you think is the Chiefs' feature back right now?
Darrell Williams.
Darrell Williams, I agree with you. So Darrell Williams sure as hell ain't touching the ball 26 times, and if he does, I don't think he's rushing for a buck 50 and a touchdown. So I do think the Chiefs, like you said, will have some success on the ground. The question is, who's going to be running the football?
Yeah, we'll see how this game plays itself out, what the tempo is going to be. But there's a lot of things, a lot of individual numbers. I mean, Diggs only had 6 catches for 46 yards in this game. Tyreek Hill, who's been a top three receiver in the league,
20 yards.
Had 3 catches for 20 yards in the game. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire carried it 26 times in the game. There's a lot of individual performances that I'm with you, I don't think are going to carry over to Sunday's matchup in the AFC Championship game. Bills game. Game week coverage is brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. Coming up next, Don't Turn the Dial. We'll be joined by one of the top NFL reporters in the country, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, joins us next for the latest on the injury status of one Patrick Mahomes. That's next. Stick around. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride to take a closer look at the AFC Championship game. But let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by one of the top NFL reporters with NFL Network. We welcome Ian Rappaport onto the show. Ian, appreciate your time.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to point out that I'm very happy that you knew who I was.
Well, I mean, I see you on Twitter. I know the work that you do. I mean, the fact that some other people didn't quite know who you are is not necessarily my fault, nor is it a reflection on the work that you do. It's just some people are morons. Which is okay, because I would say that's a Pat McAfee's face as well.
No, Pat actually came on. We're all good. I don't expect Pat McAfee to know exactly who the local radio host is. So I appreciate you coming on, having a little bit of fun with it. Let's start with this. You had a report today on Patrick Mahomes. What's the latest that you can report on the status of his injury?
Yeah, I mean, here's my understanding where it is. Mahomes slated to do a very light workout today, which basically would mean, either something off to the side, jogging, something to elevate his heart rate to see if he has symptoms, or it could be a couple reps in practice. So I think that would be one thing. It sounds like he has no symptoms, which is good. If he gets through today, if he has no setbacks and has no symptoms, then, I would think he'd be on track to play on Sunday, whether he practices light today, is listed as practicing, or not. So that's kind of where he is. Tomorrow he probably should be out in the field. Then you'd think Friday, if all goes well, he'd have a full practice. It'd be good to go for Sunday. So I think it's heading in the right direction as of now.
So for people who maybe don't have the understanding of it, and also keeping in mind that you're not a doctor, what steps does the league need to see? What steps do the Chiefs need to see to feel comfortable to put Patrick Mahomes out on the field on Sunday against Buffalo?
Well, what's interesting about the concussion protocol is it actually has nothing to do with the Chiefs, how they feel, what they think. And that's why I think the concussion protocol is so interesting, is because it's not how anyone thinks. It's simply where he is in the progression, where he is in the protocol, and then does he pass each step? And of course, it's in the hands of the independent neurologist at the end to clear him. And so I think in a weird way, coaches like it because they don't have to make any decisions. They are literally just told he is good, yes or no, and that's how they proceed.
Right now, we're talking to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, one of the top NFL reporters in the country. Based on the conversation that you have, do you think Patrick Mahomes had a concussion? Do you think it was the nerve issue? What information are you hearing from people in terms of what kind of injury it was for Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know actually what it is. I don't know if it was a nerve issue, something with his neck. I know he went wobbly, and when that happens, when you exhibit physical symptoms, you are in the concussion protocol, whether you have a concussion or not. And that's the reality of it. It doesn't really matter if you have a concussion, because once you're in the protocol, you need to clear it. And I think that's where kind of everyone, not went sideways, but I think the fixation this week, which is all, it's all fine because everything is interesting, but the fixation this week was on, does he have a concussion, does he not? The reality is once he's in the protocol, it doesn't matter. Because it's all treated the same. You have to clear the same protocols. You have to do the same things. It's just about where are you in the protocol, as opposed to does he officially have a concussion or does he officially not have a concussion.
So the head injury with Mahomes in the concussion protocol is not the only thing that he's dealing with at this time. He also has the toe injury. What are your sources telling you about his mobility, his movement, if he's able to play on Sunday regarding his foot?
Well, I think it's certainly something that the Chiefs are going to be aware of, and they are aware of. I know Andy Reid talked about it post-game, essentially saying that it's something that they're going to have to monitor, thinks it's going to be okay, and the fact that they think it's going to be okay is great. It is great, but I watched with my eyes. I saw him out there. He looked a little different. I'm talking about before the concussion-inducing or whatever it was hit. He looked like he was hobbling. He looked like he couldn't step into his throws. He looked a little different. So, I would say, again, it's definitely something that we're going to have to keep track of and watch as it relates to, him playing on Sunday.
Understanding that we have a lot of time between now and the AFC Championship game on Sunday, should Chiefs fans be optimistic that they'll have their franchise quarterback against the Bills?
I mean, I would say just based on reading the tea leaves, it's probably looking pretty good. But I think that's the problem with concussions and concussion protocol is it's hard to do that. Like, it's hard to say, I think he's going to play because, he has a setback or he has headaches or anything like that, then he's probably not playing. So I think that's, again, the concussion protocol is actually very clear and easy. because all you do is you say, all right, where is he in the steps? Is he on track? Yes, he's on track, barring a setback, which we don't know if he had any setbacks. I mean, I think that's what's kind of going on here. And, I think they're in a good spot, but I don't know how Patrick Mahomes' head and body is going to react, basically from now to Sunday.
So Patrick Mahomes isn't the only injury that the Kansas City Chiefs are dealing with. Obviously, at this point of the season, guys are going to have bumps and bruises. Sammy Watkins didn't play against Cleveland. Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't play against Cleveland. Also, Willie Gay Jr. What are you hearing about those three guys' injuries?
We'll certainly see it practice. I think for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, probably the biggest one. Sammy Watkins, I think, has a chance. My thought is you'll probably see him in practice today, but we'll get a better idea of once you get out there. I think Edwards-Helaire was one where, you probably thought I thought he had a chance to play last week, and then he gets out to Wednesday practice. It didn't go great. We kind of pulled him back a little bit. We'll see if he's able to go out there today and go. If he can, I think he's doing, he's in really, really good shape for the game. If he can't practice today, then maybe you say, these are the guys who will be available for the Super Bowl if they get there.
Last couple of questions here for Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Gracious with his time during a busy time as we get ready for the AFC yep. Championship game. Eric Bieniemy, he is interviewed for every head coaching vacancy that is up there. There are only two left, the Eagles or the Houston Texans. To me, it's never really made a lot of sense to think that Philadelphia was going to hire or was going to fire the old Chiefs offensive coordinator to hire the current Chiefs offensive coordinator. So Philadelphia never really made a lot of sense to me. A lot has been made of Deshaun Watson and potentially wanting Eric Bieniemy to be the head coach. Based on your sources, do you think Eric Bieniemy will be the next head coach for the Houston Texans?
I would say it's a possibility. It's not a sham interview. I know the interest is real and legitimate. I know they're serious about it. I don't think it's something to appease Deshaun Watson. It's something they've wanted to do. It's really just a matter of by the time Nick Caserio got hired, it was already past the time where they could talk to him, so they had to basically talk to the league and see if they could interview him. And that's what happened, and the league let them, and that's good. But I think he's got a shot. I do. Probably not going to find out until after they play a game kind of where it all stands, though.
A lot of teams have interviewed Eric Bieniemy. I believe it's upward of 14 or 15 teams over the last couple of seasons. What are you hearing as reasons why teams haven't pulled the trigger for Bieniemy?
I think it just hasn't been the right fit. I don't subscribe to does he interview well, does he not interview well. First of all, there's a lot that goes into picking the head coach. Second of all, I have yet to see a really reliable report on if a guy interviews well and what it means. So I hope he gets a job. I think he deserves it. And I hope he keeps trying and taking these interviews until he does.
So that is Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. He is an NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. He is a must-follow if you are a fan of the NFL. You can also catch Ian on NFL Network game day every Sunday at 8 a.m. We'll react to what Ian had to say coming up on the other side. We'll also be joined by Pete Sweeney, the editor-in-chief of the most popular website on the internet covering Kansas City's football team, Arrowhead Pride. All that next on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up momentarily, we will catch up with Pete Sweeney, the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride. We'll also react to Ian Rappaport. But before we do that, today Phillip Rivers decided to call it quits. After a long, successful NFL career, Phillip Rivers has decided enough's enough. He is going to retire and go be a high school football coach. So in Drive fashion, we are going to periodically celebrate some of our favorite Phillip Rivers moments with his time with the San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers. Here's our first flashback.
Eckler stays in at the right halfback. 24 seconds left in the game. Chiefs by 7. The line of scrimmage for Rivers is at the 14-yard line. Rivers takes the snap at his belt. Frank Clark coming for him. A fade route right side. It's intercepted! 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 Dirty Dan Sorensen picks it off! One of the biggest interceptions for Dirty Dan's career! And the Chiefs shut the gate on Phillip Rivers! Four interceptions by Rivers! And the Chiefs get a gigantic pick by Dirty Dan Sorensen on the wheel route to the outside to Austin Eckler.
So periodically over the course of the day, we will celebrate key moments in Phillip Rivers' career where there's a big-time interception to be made. Daniel Sorensen is not far behind.
I'm going to try not to cry today. I'm really going to miss that guy. There's a lot of those interceptions. Remember how dominant Phillip Rivers was against the Chiefs at the beginning of his career? And then remember how much the Chiefs dominated Phillip Rivers the last, like, 6 years? It was crazy. I want to say at one point he was, like, 8 games over .500 and then lost every other game that he played against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll look forward to a lot of Phillip Rivers interceptions as the show rolls on.
Coming up in a little bit, we will head to the phone lines and be joined by Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride. Before we do that, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network was just on the show. He said this about level of optimism for Mahomes playing on Sunday.
If he gets through today, if he has no setbacks and has no symptoms, then, you know, I would think he'd be on track to play on Sunday, whether he practiced late today, you know, is listed as practicing or not. So that's kind of where he is. You know, tomorrow he probably should be out in the field. Then you'd think Friday, if all goes well, he'd have a full practice. And he'd be good to go for Sunday. So I think it's headed in the right direction as of now.
Let me just ask a question here. You know, sometimes I like to ask questions. How many snaps did Andy Reid say that Mahomes took for the team today? He said all the snaps, right?
Uh-huh.
He didn't say some of the snaps. He didn't say that he split time with anybody. He said that today in practice, I can play the audio if you guys don't believe me, he said that Patrick Mahomes took all the snaps. If the Chiefs were worried about who their starting quarterback was going to be, wouldn't they try to get Chad Henne some work? Wouldn't they try to get Chad Henne some reps? Wouldn't they like to tell us that they split time today? The Chiefs are operating like they're going to have their starting quarterback. So you know how I'm going to treat it? How I'm going to play it? Like they're going to have their starting quarterback Sunday against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I wonder if at this point it's just as much the foot as it is the concussion or nerve of the neck or whatever it is that you reported a couple of days ago and Ian Rappaport and everybody else eventually confirmed. It does look like Patrick Mahomes is going to end up playing in this football game, and I'd be surprised, C-Dot, if within the next, let's say, 48 hours, we don't get word. There's really not any point. You're not playing with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills know that come hell or high water, the Chiefs are going to do absolutely everything they can to get him on the football field. So if he's going to be there at this point, you don't need to hide it from him or the media or Buffalo or anything like that. I think that Friday, probably at the latest, if Patrick Mahomes is going to be on the field, us, the public, us radio hosts, are going to get the news.
Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest. He is the playoff prince, the pumpkin prince. He also is the editor-in-chief of the most popular Chiefs website on all of the internets, arrowheadpride.com. Pete Sweeney joins us on the show today. Pete, how are you doing, my friend?
Happy conference championship week, guys.
Absolutely. What's your level of confidence, hope, optimism, whatever word you want to use on Patrick Mahomes being the starting quarterback for the Chiefs come Sunday?
Oh, it's high now. I mean, everything that you're hearing, it just seems like there's optimism everywhere. I know what the NFL needs to do in this situation, and that's actually conduct the concussion protocol. And it seems like today went well, as you just mentioned right here on the drive. Andy Reid said he took all the snaps. So if there was any issue with Mahomes, he probably would have checked out of the practice in some capacity. I'm sure that he was being heavily monitored to make sure that he was all right. And just everything continues to trend like he is going to start in this football game. The one thing that gave me a little bit of pause was that Chad Henne came to the microphone, but you never know how this goes. I think the Chiefs wanted to make sure they got a quarterback to speak to the media today.
So we asked this question off the top. Let's start with asking you the question. These two teams played each other in week 6 of the NFL season. Kansas City won 26-17. They ran the ball 46 times. Josh Allen didn't play incredibly well in that game. Tyreek Hill didn't play incredibly well in the game. How much of that game do you think has any effect on the type of game or style of game we're going to see on Sunday?
Well, I think a little bit. I mentioned this on our Run It Back playoff show at 5 a.m. this morning. You go back to that Week 6 game, and you look at the crooked number that Clyde Edwards-Helaire put up. It was 161 yards, right? And the whole theme of the night was the Chiefs ran all over the Bills. It was this rainy game. Josh Allen really didn't look like he was anywhere in the neighborhood of Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs, they seemed to dominate them. But then there was one moment in the fourth quarter where the Chiefs were only winning by 6 points. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire almost chalked up the football. It actually, I believe, was ruled Bills' ball. They had to go to review and give it back in the hands of the Chiefs. And had the Bills gotten the ball in that situation, yeah, they didn't play great that night, but they could have went down the field and scored a touchdown and won. And so while I think the notion would be, well, the Bills didn't have a successful night of football. Well, they were an inch of a knee being on the ground from having the exact opportunity they wanted. And that was the game plan of lighter boxes and making sure that the defensive backs didn't beat you. So I know the theme and the storyline that came out of that game, but if you dive a little bit deeper, I mean, they had an opportunity there at the end, or could have, you know, very, very close to having a one possession opportunity. So I tend to think they'll play it a little bit similar, maybe not as light, but I think you'll see lighter boxes just like you did week six.
So what do you think Josh Allen does in this game? Because there's no chance that he only throws for $120, whatever he did in the first game.
Yeah, he's playing way better football now. He looks a lot more comfortable. You get a team when you early are on in the season, and it can be a completely different team by the time you get to the end. I remember that 1-5 Chiefs team that finished 11-5. I have a similar feeling about Buffalo and Allen. And Allen, I didn't give him a lot of credit, you know, at the beginning of the year. I didn't think he was in the same ballpark as Mahomes. I was questioning if he was a top 10 quarterback. And to me, I look at him now and he's definitely top 10. He makes all the throws. He has this insane chemistry with Stephon Diggs. He can work the pocket. He can do it with his legs. And so I certainly expect a better game from Josh Allen this time around.
I thought the defense, Pete, won the game essentially versus the Cleveland Browns. Have you ever seen the Badger any better than he was on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, the second half of last year, he played really, really well. And I think he tapped back into it in the second half of this year. He's probably kicking himself a couple times now, because if he could have put last year's second half and this year's second half together, he would be the defensive player of the year. But maybe that will come in the future. This is certainly a player who's hungry. I had mentioned in the press conference with Tyrann Mathieu and asked him about this, where as soon as he picked off the football, he was caught on NFL film saying, okay, only 7 more to Ed Reed, which is the NFL record. So he isn't going anywhere. And yeah, I think he's played really well, and a lot has to do with the impact of L'Jarius Sneed and locking down that slot position and allowing Steve Spagnuolo to use him in a variety of ways. You never know what Tyrann Mathieu is going to do on a given play, and that is a credit to him. And it, as you saw in that pick of Baker Mayfield, and even that near pick later in the game, you can kind of hide in plain sight. And I think that is where him and when he identifies himself as the hunter, that's when he's playing his best football, and I think you're certainly seeing that right now.
Go and text in your questions to 913-576-7610. Because of the playoffs, we'll do some random question time with our guy Pete Sweeney. So if you have a football question or otherwise, we'll ask it to Pete coming up in 5 minutes. Pete, what do you make of how the Chiefs are using Le'Veon Bell? Because it feels a lot like what happened to LeSean McCoy last year, where slowly but slowly they started to phase him out, where I think it's safe to say, let's say that Clyde Edwards-Helaire can go in this game, I don't look at Bell as being their number two running back. I look at Darrell Williams as their number two.
Reed, at certain positions, will just go with the hot hand. It isn't just the running back position. It's also the offensive line, which is why I think part of the reason you really haven't seen a lot of shifting this year. They're going with what's working. The starters won 14 of 15 games. I feel similarly about the running back position. And Andy Reid really likes Bell, and I feel like in his voice when you hear him after the presser and saying, you know, he's a great kid, Bell I'm talking about, and Darryl was just a hot hand. You could tell there is a little bit of just regret that it's not working out for Bell as he probably hoped in Kansas City. I'm sure there was some convincing of come here and you'll get work and try to revamp your career, and it just hasn't been a situation that happens. When Clyde goes down, you think, okay, this is the perfect opportunity for Bell to go into the football game and do some damage and really be the guy. And then Darryl gets the first snaps last game. Darryl gets the carries. Darryl looks really good. He looks like he's running angry. And I think he's playing so well that I even question. So say Clyde is healthy for this game, and it is trending that way. He did practice today. Apparently he was close to going in last game. I wonder if Darryl gets the first snaps again because of that hot hand thing. I think he's running that well right now, and he's waited a long time for this opportunity. And unlike Bell, he does seem to be making the most of it. And this is his career right here. I mean, this is, if you go off in the playoffs, then suddenly you wonder who's running back one for the Chiefs next year. You know, once you get to the Chiefs, the beauty about their offensive team and their personnel and their coaches and Andy Reid is it doesn't necessarily matter where you were drafted. So maybe you finally get that 1-2 punch you were looking for in Darryl 1, Clyde 2.
Pete, you and I have had a lot of conversations over the last couple of years about Sammy Watkins. Based on what we saw from Mecole Hardman, do you think this team needs playoff Sammy Watkins?
I would really feel a lot more comfortable about the Chiefs convincingly winning this football game if Sammy Watkins plays. I think he's just very important. A lot of the touches that you'll see, and my guys at Arrowhead Pride note this a lot of the touches that you'll see for Mecole Hardman are manufactured, whereas it seems like when Sammy gets his touches, it might be the second or third read on a given play. And I think against a team like the Cleveland Browns, who, you know, you look at last weekend, C-Dot, they might have been eighth of eighth as far as quality of opponent. And so you're not going to have that against the Buffalo Bills. I think you're going to need to be clicking on all cylinders. You're going to want to have your guy that opens things up for Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. And if Tre'Davious White and Poyer manage to shut those guys down and have a plan for them, then that's Sammy's time to go off. I think that's so key for this week for the Chiefs, is getting Sammy back in the lineup.
Last question here from me, Playoff Prince, before we go to the phone lines, 913-576-7610. All right. I want you to think in this context, from the scale of Nathan Peterman to playoff Tom Brady, how worried are you of Josh Allen on Sunday?
Oh, no, I hope they don't play this in Buffalo. I think, you know, as long as Patrick Mahomes plays, Mahomes is, and the Chiefs are a better team than Allen and the Bills. And yes, the Buffalo Bills are extremely further ahead than the Cleveland Browns. But the thing that gives me confidence is that you hear the laundry list of Chiefs re-entering the lineup at practice today, and they're going to be back almost full strength. It seems like Willie Gay might be the only player that they're missing in this game, and he'll be back if they're able to win and go to the Super Bowl. So I'm an Allen fan. Like I said, I've come around on him. I think he's the top 10 quarterback in this league. The Chiefs defense is playing well. And I think Patrick Mahomes, as long as he's healthy, which we're expecting, I think he knows he has to bring it in this game. And I'm never going to pick Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes in any game.
Pete, it's time for Random Question Time with Pete Sweeney. Pete.
All right.
913-576-7610. If you have questions, now's the time to ask it. Pete, are you a fan of Wendy's chili?
Yes, I am. Someone introduced this to me a while back, and I couldn't believe it at first. I was like, you know, I like to get the two separate junior bacon cheeseburgers because I'm a big bread guy, big fan of bread. They said, go in and get the chili. It was actually pretty good. It's a nice warm treat when it's cold outside, like right now.
He's a big bread guy. He said he likes bread. I did find, I loved it until yesterday when a bunch of people texted in saying that the chili was made up from the burgers from the night before. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't want to slander Wendy's at all. You love that? That makes it better to you.
Yeah, you got to use your resources when you have them. Much respect that they're able to make it taste that good.
Okay.
Listen, when you're going to a fast food restaurant, you're not getting a gourmet meal. You know what you have going
in. That's
true. So whatever. Okay. Whatever, however they make it.
I'm guessing that's where the flavor comes from. Pete, what is your favorite Phillip Rivers moment?
Oh, my favorite Phillip Rivers moment. He was wording something like worst day ever. I think that has to be everybody's, right? Where the Chiefs forced him into the worst game ever. Yeah, that to me is awesome. And I also... I did like the NFL Films clips where, like, he just refuses to absolutely curse. And that I get a kick out of that when he's trying to get back at guys who are cursing right at him.
I don't believe that, though. Anybody that talks that much, at some point, you got to slip a cuss word, right? Like, all humans at some point have swore. I would think. I know I have. I almost
did just
now. That's
why you put $1 in the curse jar, god darn it.
All right,
god
damn it.
What
okay.
does he say?
Right, god damn it. Yeah, dadgummit is what he likes to say.
Dadgummit. Excuse me.
Pete, I don't know if you saw the video yesterday with Tyrann Mathieu where he gets absolutely blown up on a block and then he gets up and he's all excited about it. That's not what normal human behavior is.
No. And I think that's exactly what you want in your strong safety, is that type of attitude. And I love it. I love it. It reminds me of like a little brother or something. I don't want to say he's little. I would be the little brother if it was Tyrann Mathieu in that situation. But where he's finally like showing that he's tough. Like he just doesn't fear anything. And you love that.
Someone on the text line asked, Pete, do you believe in aliens or ghosts?
Both. I do believe in both. I think aliens, I don't want to get into like the details of what I believe, but I think they're just something that maybe our brain can't conceptualize. And so that's why we don't really know a ton about them. I mean, ghosts, definitely. I've had some ghost experiences in my life for sure.
That is Pete Sweeney, the ghost prince of Arrowhead Pride. Thank you, Pete.
All right, boys.
He sounded so convicted with that whole thing. You didn't want to dive in and give him a follow-up question? Like, I mean, tell us about your most recent experience with a ghost?
I mean, he said he didn't really want to get into it, so I didn't really want to push Pete. If that was somebody else that I didn't really consider a friend, I probably would have pushed him a little bit. But if Pete don't want to talk about it, then I'm not in the business of making Pete talk
about
it.
Pete's the only person that I would consider a friend, and I don't know if I do anymore, that's a grown-ass man that still believes in ghosts. That's one of those things that at some point you go long enough where you don't have a personal interaction. I think that Pete Sweeney claims that he's had like multiple interactions with ghosts, and off the air, I'll find out what the hell he's talking about.
I just want to know the ruling. We were blocking people yesterday for being pro the Wendy's chili. Pete is pro the Wendy's chili. What's the ruling here? Is he coming back next week or nah?
You know, 90% of the people said that the Wendy's chili's delicious.
I'm looking at the Wendy's chili guy, block man. I know where you stand. I'm looking at Mr. Block himself.
He's never even had it.
I'm just asking the questions.
I mean, if I had to block everybody that like Wendy's chili, no one would be able to text the show.
Yeah, we all like it.
We just wouldn't really have a text
line. It's delicious.
Line.
Even if it is yesterday's hamburgers. I don't care.
Fluker back in at right tackle for the Chargers to throw. Rivers is in trouble again. And now a ball comes out. The ball is free. The ball is free at the 17-yard line. Rivers has fumbled seven times this year but lost only one. And the two teams are digging at the bottom of the pile, digging in the turf at Arrowhead Stadium. No signal given yet as Rivers was jarred loose of the football, I believe, by Justin Houston.
Today we are going to celebrate some of our favorite Phillip Rivers moments from his time with the Los Angeles / San Diego Chargers. It was certainly not hard to find a turnover montage for one Phillip Rivers. If there's one thing he did against the Kansas City Chiefs, it was give possession of the ball back to the Kansas City Chiefs. So something tells me we will have clips between now and 6 o'clock, and we'll never have to repeat any of those clips. We'll just play new turnovers from Phillip Rivers to the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to talking about Bills Week. Our Bills game coverage is brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. Pete said that he doesn't fear Josh Allen. Are you guys in the same vein? But before we do that, let's get to a brand spanking new Levine's List.
So did you hear about this DJ in Buffalo, C-Dot, who wants the stores in Buffalo to take Casey Masterpiece barbecue sauce off the shelves?
Does anybody in Kansas City really like Casey Masterpiece? Is that a barbecue sauce that you guys frequent? Is that a barbecue sauce that you have any level of closeness to?
If there's no other sauce.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's bad. I like their hickory.
Their hickory's really good.
I'm saying is tomorrow, if I never had Casey Masterpiece barbecue sauce, I don't think my life changes one bit.
Well, nobody's comparing it to local, actual Kansas City barbecue sauce. Everybody knows that the two best sauces in town are the sweet sauce at Gates, especially with the fries, and the honey barbecue sauce at Q39. Those are the two best barbecue sauces. Nobody's saying that Casey Masterpiece in a bottle is that.
No, what I'm saying is the same way that when people hold up signs at KU games and say you're not in Kansas anymore, yeah, how you guys are like, this just has no effect. Somebody filing a petition to get Casey Masterpiece out of here. It's not like we're like, how dare you say that about our barbecue? This is a masterpiece. Like, bro, I don't care. Like, nobody feels this way here about this. Not a single person.
I used to love Casey Masterpiece over there. I'm talking about the actual Casey Masterpiece.
I mean,
did you ever go there?
I mean, what we've learned today is you're not too high on flavor. That's what we've learned today. You talked to me about
the roasted chicken and the
Ritz. You talked to me about the food at Tippins. You talked to
me
about Wendy's chili.
It was on Metcalf. It was right next to Tippins.
What we've learned is there was no Lowry's in the Levine household.
You lived out south. What was that?
There was no Dick Clark's Mrs. Dash.
Remember Dick Clark's American Bandstand? Yo, Jay Southland, Toast Service text line. Anybody got any love for Dick Clark's American Bandstand?
I'm trying to tell you, there was no Mrs. Dash. There was no nutmeg. There was no thyme in the Levine household.
Place was super dope.
You guys might not have had regular salt and pepper.
So on Cody Gold today,
he's not Ryan. Come on now. Don't do that
to him. No, we had Mrs. Dash. We had a little bit of everything. You just, one bottle had everything.
You definitely love Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
It's not bad.
You definitely show up to the barbecue with two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's and some knockoff soda.
Yeah,
hey, guys, I'm here.
I don't sound like that, but I would have the Dr. Thunder. You got that
you
right.
You probably love a good game of horseshoes at the barbecue, too.
Yeah. I'm
ladder of, golf.
I'm more of a cornhole guy.
While you're drinking I'll play horseshoes. Smearing off wine cooler.
You mind if I get to today's Levine's Sicko. List? So Cody and Gold, they thought, you know what? They don't want our barbecue sauce. We're not going to eat buffalo wings all week. So you know what I did for lunch?
Speak for yourself.
Went over to Topper's and got me some buffalo wings. Here's the 10 best buffalo wings you can get in Kansas City in particular order. Just one man's opinion.
You know that there's a wing stop like two blocks away from Topper's if you really wanted some high-quality wings.
Topper's ain't bad. Number 10, Brewtop. You ever had the wings at Brewtop?
I don't remember them.
Were you just super loaded? You had them, but you just can't remember the night?
I mean, just Brewtop. I just, like, that meal wasn't one that really stood out to me. Like, I remember the day I went to 801 Chop House. You know, I remember the day I went to Capitol Grill. That time I went to Brewtop Grill just doesn't really jump out to me.
Rob, Carrington won't say anything nice about any barbecue place other than Gates, and we know his opinion on KC Masterpiece.
Oh, I love Oklahoma Joe's. Joe's KC is really good. There's a lot of barbecue
places. Have you had the wings at Jack Stack? Jack Stack at number 9. Okay.
I love Jack Stack. Right. I love their burn-ins. I just don't like Rosedale.
Nothing wrong with Rosedale barbecue. Okay.
All right.
Number 8, Grinders. I prefer the Philly if I go there, but, you know.
I've had the wings at Grinders before. Very tasty place.
Number 7, Nick and Jake's.
I've eaten there before. See, some of these experiences I remember. The Brewtop experience just not jumping out to me. It ain't turkey.
No way you've ever been here. What do you know about the Asian pig wings at Graham and Dunn on the plaza?
I don't think I've ever eaten there before.
You'd remember the Asian pig wings if you had them. Here's the top 5. Number 5, Taps on Main. You had those wings?
No.
Really amazing. Good sauce. Really,
amazing.
Really good sauce.
Taps on Main might be one of my favorite wings places.
They're
in
phenomenal.
City.
I think the best barbecue wings come in at number 4. That's at Q39. You want to talk about flavor, C-Dot? My household grew up in those salt and pepper. Those things got flavor for days. Number 3, Wings Cafe. They're in Westport. How often do you stop by Wings Cafe?
Actually, not in Westport anymore. They moved.
They moved?
I love Wings Cafe. Yeah, it's been gone for like 4 months. Yeah, I love Wings Cafe. Really good. I'm a big fan of their lemon pepper.
Well, I need to check out their new location.
Lemon pepper my wings.
Number 2, Owls in Parkville. Those are actual buffalo wings. Like, Owls family is from Buffalo.
Yo, there might not be any place on this show that gets more free pub than this Owls place. Like, Tara, Amy, if y'all not getting Sean an endorsement for Owls, y'all need to quit your jobs.
Or Al's, you can just give me free wings every time I show up. Whatever y'all
want to do. At this point, he might do it for $25 and a smile.
And a dozen wings. Bone in. Number 1, the peanut. It's not just the size. It takes a while to get them. It's the blue cheese dressing you get to dip it in. I know a lot of people have differing opinions on the peanut wings, but if you don't think they're the best, well, then your opinion is wrong. And that is today's Levine's List, brought to you by 7th Street Casino. 7th Street Casino is where it's at.
To update you guys, Patrick Mahomes was listed as a full participant today on the injury report. So all signs appear to be continuing to trend in the direction that Patrick Mahomes will be starting for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday in the AFC Championship game. Speaking of quarterbacks in the AFC Championship game, Josh Allen has played like a top 5 quarterback in the league. But are you worried about Josh Allen? We'll ask that question next. Stick around. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.